Welcome to Apple This.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff Young, and I just want to give you a kind of a quick and dirty overview of the app provided by the National Federation of the Blind. It is called NFB Connect. However, when you find it, after you download it on your iPhone, it just displays as NFB. And let's go into the app now, and I'll just flick through everything, and then we'll go over each feature a little more in depth. We won't go into everything because this app can be fairly exhaustive in some categories. And this is just meant to be a brief overview to get people familiar with the app who might not otherwise have thought about downloading it.
Save memos. So, unnamed.
Let's go into the app.
App switcher. NFB running. Swipe up. NFB latest news heading.
All right, so whenever you launch the app, unless you just closed it from a previous session, if you launch it and it's been a little while, the first thing you will always see is the latest news. And there's a little headline here. If I flick once to the right,
National Federation of the Blind supports Massachusetts Commissioner for the Blind.
Okay, and I'll just keep flicking through the app and then we'll go back through things.
Main menu heading. Announcements button. Fast facts button. Events button. Chapters and regional info button. Media button. Publications button. Giving button. Sign out button. User settings button. Feedback button. Help button.
All right, let's take a brief look at help. It's not a very long document.
Welcome to the NFB app. This app enables you to listen to NFB publications, find local chapters, and keep up with the latest news from the NFB. The app features a simple drill-down menu hierarchy with back and home buttons for straightforward navigation. An internet connection is required for most features. We hope you enjoy the app. Learn a back button. Latest news heading.
All right, let's take a look at the latest headline here, and we'll just see what's on this screen.
National Federation of the Blind supports Massachusetts Commissioner for the Blind.
Double tap.
National Federation of the Blind supports Massachusetts Commissioner for the Blind.
And I'm flicking to the right, which is pretty much how I'll be navigating this app, is by flicking or swiping right and left.
Release date, Friday, March 27th. Category, National, link, Baltimore, Maryland, March 27th, 2015. Colon, the National Federation of the Blind, link, today expressed its support for Massachusetts Commissioner for the Blind Paul Singer and his plan to transit. Bullet, list start, read more about National Federation of the Blind supports Massachusetts Commissioner for the Blind, link, list end.
So,
National Federation of the Blind.
So as you've heard there, it's kind of an intro to a press release, and the read more link, if you were to double tap on that, would take you to the full release in Safari, not within the app. So let's keep flicking to the right and see what we've got here.
Share button.
All right, we've got a share button. Let's see what happens when we double tap on that.
New message, cancel button, new message, send. Subject, dimmed, tech cancel. New message, send, dimmed, to, text field, send, new message, cancel button. Alert, save, delete draft button. Main menu button.
Now, as you heard, it immediately opened an email. So hopefully in the future they will add ability to share to Facebook and Twitter and via iMessage or text message and not just email. So that's what the share button does.
Message body. System font back button. Main menu button.
And the other two buttons at the bottom of the screen, which are at the bottom of most of the screens, are a feedback and a help button. And the help button just takes you to the same thing we previously read.
Recording 3 of 5 back button. Back. Main menu button. Back. Main menu button. Main menu. National Federation main menu button. Main menu. App switcher. Voice memos running. NFB run. Voice memos running. Dot page 3 of 3. Google cat every dot. NFB writer. NFB. NFB latest news heading.
And I apologize for
latest
that.
Latest news heading.
The app seemed to freeze up, so I had to close and quit it and restart it. So after we've just looked at the latest news, let's go down and look at every section. So when you launch the app, you have the latest news and the one headline.
Main menu heading.
Then you have main menu, and this is where most of the content is. Now let's look first here at announcements.
Announcements button. Back button.
Now, I'm not going to go over everything here, but I want to give you an idea of what is here in this section.
Main menu button. Announcements. Main menu announcements. National Federation of the Blind supports Massachusetts Commissioner for the Blind. Press room heading.
Now it's got a press room heading.
Announcements. Press room
heading. So this is a lot of the latest news when the NFB sends out press releases and other items of interest. So I'll just flick through a couple of these to give you an idea.
National Federation of the Blind supports Massachusetts Commissioner. National Federation of the Blind to host 8th annual Jacobus Ten Broeck Disability Law Symposium. National Federation of the Blind applauds ruling in Scritti case. National Federation of the Blind congratulates Sachin Del Pay veteran. 75%, 80% speech rate. Headings.
Now, they seem to use headings in this app, so I'm going to flick down. I just switched my rotor to headings, and I'm going to flick down and see if what comes up.
Heading not found. Back button.
So that's it for this section, this press room. So I'll hit the back button.
Latest news. Heading.
We're back to the main screen.
Main menu. Heading. Announcements. But fast facts. Button.
Now let's see what we've got under fast facts.
Back button. Back button. Main menu. Button. Fast facts. Fast facts. Heading. Dr. Jacob Bolotin. Fast facts. Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards. 2015 applications and recommendations are now being accepted. Fast. Dr. Jake.
I don't know why Alex is doing that, but this is for the Jacob Bolotin Awards.
Braille Monitor, current issue, March 2015, and archives, article, G-Wonder, edit, subscription matters call, for or email, and charters for new NFB chapters, contact.
So you can flick down through here.
Heading not found.
And there's a number of items.
And dire or call, for X2200, committees and groups, alphabetical listing and contact information. Constitution, NFBs, HTTPS, Convention 2015, our 75th National Convention will be held July 8-00. Directions to NFB Headquarters, Divisions, Future Reflect, Divisions, Alphabetical Listing and Contact Information.
Now, if we tap on this one, Divisions, it gives us a list of all the divisions. It's actually quite exhaustive. Some of these things, they provide an external link, and some you can double tap on. But if you want to know info about a division within the National Federation of the Blind, this is the place to go. I'll keep going downward.
Future Reflections, current issue, volume 34, no. 1, winter 2015, and archives, article submissions, Debbie Stein, editor. dhead5817@att.net, link, email, semicolon. Subscription matters call, 4106, or email. nfbpublications@nfb.period. Independence Market, review and order NFB literature, browse and shop for blindness products, and access the catalog in various formats. Go, https, period.
Now it appears that when you have to go to an external link, it says go to. I'll read the NFB Independence Market one again to give you an idea.
Independence Market, review and order NFB literature, browse and shop for blindness products, and access the catalog in various formats. Go to https://nfb.org/independencemarket, link.
And that's how that's done. Let's finish this screen because there's a couple things I want you to notice that may be of interest.
Period. NFB Newsline, call.
Newsline, of course.
8, period. Presidential releases, current, number 436, dated February 2015.
Now, it's got the presidential releases in here. These are also in another category that aren't quite so far down the list that we'll get to in a moment.
Resolutions.
Resolutions.
Scholarship program, 2000, www.nfb, or call. 4, extension, 2000, period. Slate and Stylus program, free. State president's list. White cane, free program. Feedback, white cane, free program.
Now, there's three things here. One is the state president's list, or a list of the presidents of all of the NFB's state affiliates. And the other two are the free white cane program and the free slate and stylus program.
Feedback, button. White cane, free program. State president's list. Slate and stylus program, free.
And I'm just flicking back to the left. Hopefully in the future they will rectify this. I think these are two that people would be very interested in that might come across the app by accident that might not be familiar with the organization. And as we all are, the NFB is very much a part of promoting Braille and good cane travel skills. So hopefully they will move these two items up towards the top of the list instead of being buried kind of down at the bottom. So let's hit the back button and go back to the main screen and move on to the next section.
Recording, 9 minutes, back button. National Federation, main menu, heading, announcements, button, fast, events, button.
Events. Let's see what we've got under events real quick.
Events, events, NFB STEM to you, 2014-2015, school, 6. A 6K to advanced Braille literacy, June 7th, 2015. NFB National Convention, July 5th, 10, 2015. Feedback button.
Now, after the national convention, it does those three where you just hear the sound, but there's no text. I'm not sure if that's just a bug with Alex or if something's supposed to be there, if it's images, I'm not sure. But hopefully somebody else can clarify in the comments. So let's hit the back button again.
Events, back button. National Federation main menu, announce, fast facts, events, button, chapters and regional info, button.
Chapters and regional info. This section can be very useful. However, whenever I've tried to use it on either my iPhone 6 or my iPhone 4S on either cellular or Wi-Fi, it hangs. It makes a little dinging noise and like it's making progress. But I've let it sit there and do that for 3 or 4 minutes and nothing comes up. And I don't know if that's unique to my devices or if anybody else has had trouble with this section, but if you maybe want to learn more about the NFB or find a local chapter, this might definitely be the section to look at. So we'll flick again to the right.
Media button.
Media.
Media. Presidential releases.
Now here's where I mentioned the presidential releases.
Feedback button. Presidential
releases. That's all that's in here. So if you want presidential releases, you don't need to go through the other section. You just go to this section and double tap on it. We'll double tap on it.
Presidential releases. Presidential release number 437. National presidential releases. National Federation of the Blind. Presidential releases heading. Presidential release number 437. Presidential release number 436.
Now it's got quite a few of them in here, and if you double tap on this, you'll get the audio. But the only beef I can, well, a couple things as far as the audio playback. Well, first, I wish it had the month here instead of just the numbers, because I think most people would find that much more helpful. But as far as the audio in version 1.0, and to keep in mind, this is version 1.0, so there are bugs that are going to be ironed out. But when you play the audio, if the device locks, the audio stops. The two-finger double tap does not seem to stop the audio. There's no background playback for the audio. So if you wanted to, say, listen to a presidential release in the background while your device is locked, then this won't work. You have to keep the phone unlocked, and hopefully that can be rectified. And another thing is, when the audio is playing, there's just a play-stop button. There's nothing to indicate what's happening, how far the file is along, or even how long the file is. So hopefully they will rectify this in a future release via this feedback
presidential
button.
Presidential release number 434. Feedback button.
Which is always down at the bottom of the screen. And I have submitted that feedback, and I encourage you to send feedback as well. So let's keep exploring the app.
President back button. Media. Presidential releases. Back button. Main menu. Head. Announce. Fast facts. Events. Chapters and media. Publications. Button.
Publications. Let's see what we've got in here.
Block publications. Future reflections. Publication. Main menu. Publications. Future reflections. Braille monitor. Blogs. Feedback button.
Future reflections. You double tap on either that or Braille monitor, it'll bring you to the various issues of the magazine. Of the magazines, the Braille Monitor is the main publication of the NFB, and the Future Reflections is a magazine for parents and teachers of blind children. And then blogs.
Feedback, blogs.
Let's see what's under blogs.
Blogs. AT blog.
So there you got the AT blog. You got have the a few of their blogs here.
AT blog. VONB blog. AT Tips Log, feedback button. Sprint network status bar blogs.
So I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Let's go back.
Back button. Publication main menu button. Back button. Latest news heading.
The only thing I wish that, well, two things for the blogs. I wish they had a share button, and I hope they will include that. And then also an option to open the article in Safari, because currently that, as far as I have noticed, is not there. So let's go see the rest of the app. We are winding down this tutorial.
Not main, announce fast event, chapter, media, publication, giving, but sign out, button. Giving, publications, giving, button.
So under giving, it just gives you several options. It tells you about online donations. You can learn about vehicle donations, different ways to give to the NFB.
Sign out, button.
Sign out, when you submit feedback, you have to sign in, and all you do is provide your name and your first and last name and your email address.
User settings button.
User settings. Let's take a look at this real quick.
Subscriptions. Legislative alerts selected.
So it gives you the option to be alerted as to certain events that go on within the Federation. So subscriptions. Nothing happens when you double tap on that. You just flick to the right. So legislative alerts. I've got that on. So anytime there's some alert they think we need to know about, I'll get a notification. And the others are
the UT blog, selected. The UT tips blog, unselected. The VONB blog, unselected. Feedback button.
So it just gives you the option for the other, for some of the blogs. I do wish they would include, or hope they include, a notification for the Braille monitor and for future reflections.
Back button. Latest announcements, fast event, chat, media, public giving, sign, user feedback, but help button.
Now I mentioned this feedback.
Feedback button.
It's pretty simple. You just double tap on it.
Comment field, text field.
Takes you right to the comment field. Now let's flick to the left.
Comment. Young, text field, last name, Jeff, first name, back button.
Now the first time you do this, you'll need to log in like I previously talked about.
First name, Jeff, text, last name, Young, text, comment. Comment field, text field, send button, back button.
And that's it for the comment
latest
field.
News, heading.
I will advise you, if you are submitting your comment with a Bluetooth keyboard and you want to do like I did, which is press enter to do a new paragraph, this submits your feedback. So you would have to submit the next portion of it separately, which is what happened to me. So I'll just give you that heads up. And I think that's pretty comprehensive for this app. There's not much else to it. Like it said in the help documentation, you do need an internet connection for most of the content. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but of course this application is free. And obviously you can't beat free. And with that, I'll just give you my contact information, such as it is. If you'd like to get a hold of me to give me feedback or questions, or for whatever other reason, the best way is to follow me on Twitter, all one word, of course, at Jeff Young _. That's at JeffYoung _. I hope you've learned from this demonstration, and I would say everyone have a great day.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.